Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What do you do when the storm comes? I'm not talking about when our weather service says, take cover. Talking about when a storm comes unannounced and we're caught in the middle. What do you do in the storm? This is the predicament of these disciples who had worked all day with Jesus, and they hauled him in the boat. He was so tired, dog tired, he said, I just need to sleep. And they get him in the boat, he falls promptly asleep, and they go out into the sea. Now, these were not amateurs. These were people who had known about the sea all their lives. They were excellent swimmers. Most of them were fishermen. They knew the sea quite well. If there had been any warning, they would not have gone out. But there was none. And all of a sudden, the sea started to churn, and the winds buffeted that small boat, and they were drowning. And I'm sure that they were taking on water, and they look, and there's Jesus fast asleep. And what did they say to him? Don't you care? They woke him up, said, why are you sleeping? Don't you care that we're going to drown? What do you do when the storm comes? I know I say, Lord, are you sleeping? The storm is about to overwhelm us. Are you sleeping? Don't you care? I think of that young boy that we've been following, Bo Johnson. I don't know this child. I don't know his mother. And yet I read about his life and the struggles. He has leukemia. And every time I read something, it's the news is worse. And now he has maybe a 20% chance with aggressive treatment. And even not knowing this child, I'm stirred. I cannot imagine that the people who know him, what they are saying. Lord, don't you care? Where are you? Why are you asleep? Don't you care that we're drowning? Now, these men knew that Jesus was a great healer, and they knew he was a great teacher. But there was something they didn't know about him. And I'm sure when they said, don't you care that we're drowning, they handed him a bucket to start bailing out. That's what you do when the water comes in. You try to bail out. And I think that's the second thing we ask when a storm comes is, Lord, bail us out. Help us get out of this mess. And what did Jesus do? He stood up and he spoke to the winds and the waves. He didn't take the bucket. He didn't start bailing out. He said, peace. And all of a sudden there was peace. And I love the translation that Paul was reading where it said they were scared even more because they realized that the man in the boat wasn't who they thought he was. They realized God was in that boat because only God can still nature. Only God can speak peace to the winds and the waves. What do you do in a storm? 9 years ago, I was in a storm. My mother, who was a wonderful praying woman, knew that her time was short. Now, she wasn't ill. She wasn't in a nursing home. She wasn't sitting around waiting for death. She was doing everything she had always done. But she kept saying to us, the train is coming into Tottenville. Now, that was Staten Island had a rapid transit line, and the last stop was Tottenville. And we'd say, no, 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 Mom, it's not Tottenville, it's Huguenot. You know, it's not that severe. You know that when people try to tell you bad news that you don't want to hear, that you just try to put it out of your mind. But she did die that year, the year that she said the train was coming into Tottenville. And she left my father, who was sick, who was in a nursing home, shattered. Absolutely shattered, devastated, didn't want to live. But we, his family, desperately wanted him to live. And I remember praying, and I prayed a prayer that I knew was completely self-centered. I'm sure none of you have ever prayed a self-centered prayer. I said, Lord, I can't bury both my parents in 1 year. Could you please keep them alive to next year? That's all I ask. I know it's a lot, but Lord, please, I don't want to be bereft of both my parents. 2 months and 3 days after Mom died, Dad died. And the day after I buried him was Sunday, and I got up to preach. Now, I had a very compassionate church who had told me, Pastor, we'll get a guest speaker. But I didn't want a guest speaker, because a month before his death, this passage was given to me, and the sermon was writing itself. And so that day, I was able to get up and talk about God being in the boat with us. And 9 years later, I am here to bear witness that even when you're not bailed out, and even when the storm is engulfing, there is peace in the storm, because God is in the boat. There are those of us here who've been in the midst of storms. Storms of anxiety. You have people in your life that you're terribly worried about. And we know intellectually that worry doesn't do anything, that it's not productive, but it doesn't matter. We still worry. And I'm here to tell you that God is in that boat with you, and that you can give this to the power and the peace and the grace of God. There are those of you here who are in the storm of grief. And you say, it's going to overwhelm me. I can't handle it. And I'm here to tell you that God is in the boat with you. There are those of you here who are in the storm of problems and you don't want to go home because of the conflict at home. God is in that boat with you. There is peace and power in God's name. Where are you in the storm? Do you care, Lord? Of course he does. Will you bail me out? Maybe not. But he's there in the boat with you. And he's going to see us all through until the storm passes by. Let us pray. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Lord, for those who have come today in the midst of the storm, and have said, I am overwhelmed. I cannot bear it. I ask you to speak peace, your peace, so that when they leave here today, they can face whatever life throws at them, knowing that your peace reigns. Thank you, Lord, for stilling the storms of our lives. In Jesus' name, Amen. Would you stand with me and turn to our closing hymn number 725, Eternal Father, Strong to Save.